The Twins setting the pace for the second wildcard spot, hosting the Blue Jays. All types of Toronto fans flying in for this one as Jose Barrios gets the start on the hill for Minnesota. He didn't allow a run until the fifth when Josh Donaldson found a hole.
And a curveball that's popped up. Shallow left center field. Adrian's it coming on. Still coming on. And it's going to drop for a base hit. And it was more behind the shortstop than deep left field.
A drive to left center field and down for a hit. Adrian's scores. Dozier behind him. And the Twins take a 2-1 lead.
Well, night after night, we see one of these young guys step up.
And the 0-1, a swing and a fly ball into right. Kepler turning, watching, and this game is tied. A two-out, ninth inning, game-tying home run from Justin Smoke. And the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. It's gone. The Twins walk it off again.
Byron Buxton, his first career walk-off homer, 3-2 your final over Toronto in 10. Minnesota has now slugged 74 homers since the beginning of August and have won 11 of their last 13 at Target Field. Here's Twin skipper Paul Molitor after Minnesota wins in walk-off fashion for the second straight game.
I was hoping Buck could get on base and steal second and maybe we get a single. You know, for him to be able to put a good swing, I know he's been battling. We talk about the hand all the time, but he's finding a way to compete each and every night, and no complaints. He's just going out there, and tonight he walks off the game's hero. Well, you know, it was good to see Buddy, you know, come in and get a big out. He's had a couple outings where he's made some decent pitches, but results haven't been there, so that's a confidence booster. You know, boosts that, you know, when you walk guys in one-run games, they can be costly, and, you know, Hildy really picked us up. I think he struck out all three guys that he faced, and we were able to, you know, work our way through Raj and get to the ninth. We just came up a pitch short there from finished it in regulation. He was good. I thought, you know, his velo was back. I'm just trying to be careful with that guy. We don't want to push him too far. Just tell him to give me what he has when he takes the ball, and you know, he kept the damage down. You could have came away with a scoreless outing except for the fact that we didn't catch a ball we probably should have caught. You know, that's a few times this year we've been caught with the infield in and that fly ball where you'd like to see a little more aggressiveness from the guys coming forward and the guy going backwards, but it fell. And so that was the only blemish on his record tonight.
Byron Buxton provided the fireworks, slugging his first career walk-off homer in Thursday night's exciting victory for the Twins over the Blue Jays. Here's Buxton after the game.
It's incredible. You know, any way we can get a win, you know, that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, it's a lot of excitement going on right now, a lot of happiness. So we just got to keep it going.
You're playing a Toronto team that plays well here. They tied up late in the ballgame. That can be a heartbreaking situation. What did you guys talk about in the dugout to stay positive?
You know, just go out there and try not to do too much. Keep within ourselves and not change. You know, it's out the roof. You know, fans got a lot to do with that. They would stay behind us through the whole game. So, you know, got to give it up to the fans as well.
Incredible second half you've had in the batter's box. Fitting that you win it tonight. Way to go, Byron.
Thank you.
This series continues on Friday. Jay Happ on the mound for the Blue Jays against Bartolo Colon for the Twins.